In Christian churches across Iraq's northern border, villagers are praying for peace. They hope Turkey will not cross into Iraq to root out rebels of the Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, who have been carrying out cross-border attacks into Turkey. The rebels are seeking a semi-autonomous Kurdish region in Turkey, similar to Kurdistan in northern Iraq. In the Christian border village of Karola, people know violence all too well. 2 years ago, they faced persecution in their mostly Sunni neighborhood of Dora in Baghdad, and they fled back to their traditional homeland in Kurdistan, where hundreds of years ago Christian missionaries had brought their faith to what is now northern Iraq. Now the villagers keep an eye on a small Turkish military base near the village and wonder what will happen. This man makes a meager living selling fruit and vegetables in Karola. He says the Turkish army came close to the village, stayed one day, and then left. And many people are afraid. Karola resident Salem Mati says there are no PKK rebels near the village, but if the Turks attack from over the border, he has no place to go. He says he has already experienced too much violence in Baghdad as Shiite Muslim militants fought to gain control of Dora. He says the violence there began as militants bombed Christian churches in the Iraqi capital. He says they kidnapped and killed Christians, so he decided to leave. Samir Youssef recalls his wife's brother being killed by Shiites in front of his 4-year-old daughter. A year later, the child still shows signs of shock and cannot speak. Youssef says he owned a home and shop in Baghdad, but had to flee after militants threatened to kill him. He says it was difficult in Baghdad, and now, in the village, he has no work and cannot take care of his family. An estimated 70,000 Iraqi Christians have fled to the Kurdistan region. A Kurdistan government office helps Christians build small homes in Karola and gives each family $100 a month. There are no jobs, and people with cars say they cannot afford the gasoline to drive to work in Zaho, a city 25 kilometers away. Many people rely on small plots of land to grow food. Years ago, after local Christians left for Baghdad seeking better opportunities, Kurds took over much of the land. Now they refuse to return it. Salem Mati says even though security in Dora has improved and some Christian churches have reopened, he does not think he will go back. He says if he can find a job in Karola and the villagers can get their land back, he will stay. He does not believe that Dora will remain calm. He says it is like the calm before the storm. Mati says the village needs clean water, better roads, schools, and a health care center. He says a new Catholic church built by Kurdistan's regional government is giving the people of Karola renewed faith and hope. Deborah Block, VOA News, in Karola Village, Iraq.